share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Sometimes when we lend money to people, we do it out of sympathy due to their circumstances that they have revealed to us. However, some of these people will take advantage of our soft and generous hearts simply to get our money. In Indonesia, a person by the name of Janis Dilova lent money to a woman named Nurul who claims that their family member is in the hospital and needs financial help to foot the medical bill. Said debtor is in the same social circle as Janis. Nurul borrowed money from Janis and her friends and had promised them that she will pay them back. However, as time went by, Nurul did not pay them back, and after multiple phone calls and texts from Janis, she blocked Janis and her friends on WhatsApp and other social media platforms. This angered the group as Nurul had borrowed a sum of 100 million rupiah, RM 28,500, from the group. As they weren't able to contact Nurul, the group then decided to do something slightly more passive-aggressive. They decided to print Nurul's face on a book of prayers for the deceased, Buku Yasin and Talil, and to send it to Nurul's family. On the front cover of the book was the phrase, "In memories of Nurul Lailatul Zuhro." Speaking to Wallypup, Janis said that they didn't mind if Nurul had asked to pay back in installments, but the action of blocking all of them on WhatsApp and on other social media platforms is totally irresponsible. What do you do when someone who owes you money does not make an effort to return it? Will you have done the same? Also read, 32-year-old Vietnamese man cancels friends and relatives RM 17,000 debt owed to him. Source: Sharon McCutcheon L. Unsplash. Source: Janis Dilova L. Wallypup. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.